Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verses 32 to 33. Sin at Kadesh Barnea, part 4. Now, let me remind you, Moses is here giving a history lesson to the Hebrews as they're poised to go into Canaan. As he's on the coming to the end of his life, he's making this last stand, speaking to the Hebrews before he dies and before they cross the Jordan into the Promised Land. But it's more than a history lesson, far more than a history lesson. This man is actually preaching here. He's proclaiming. And above all, he's making application. Now, he's going back here over the history of the Hebrews 40 years before, 38 years before, at Kadesh Barnea, when the Hebrews were poised on the Promised Land there, on the edge of the Promised Land there, and could have gone in. They saw the fruitfulness of the land, but they refused. And Moses is reminding them of this and saying, don't make the same mistake again. Don't repeat this disaster. Here you are on the edge of this land that God has promised now. And don't give up. Don't go back. And don't miss the promise again. Don't fall short this time. Don't fail. And I believe the Spirit of God has recorded this in Deuteronomy, as it was in the book of Numbers as well, in the original. Now the repeated account in Deuteronomy chapter 1. I believe the Spirit of God has recorded this for us today in the days of the New Covenant. I argue that, of course, upon the basis of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians 10 tells us these things happened to Israel. These sins that they committed are recorded, these failures, these offenses, so that we might not be guilty of the same things. Now let's see what we got here. Well, what a way to open this little section here. In spite of this, in spite of what? In spite of all the way you saw the Lord leading you, in spite of all the promises that he made to you, in spite of this, you did not trust in the Lord your God. Brothers and sisters, we are believers. We become believers to be saved by being believers, by being regenerated, turning to repentance and faith. We are brought to know Christ and are saved. We're saved by faith. We walk by faith. We live by faith. Now let us go on by faith. This is what we're learning shortly from this. May it not be said of me, in spite of all this, in spite of all these mercies past, when all thy mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys, when all these mercies hitherto hath the Lord helped us, in spite of this you did not trust in the Lord your God. Is that me now? Is it you? Fear, doubt, unbelief, paralysis. Think of the sin against this, that this is. Why is it sin? Unbelief, because you did not trust in the Lord. It's staggering, isn't it? Can't believe God. You won't believe God. You don't rely upon him. Look at God's action. He went ahead of you on your journey. Fire by night, cloudy pillar by day. He searched out places for you to camp. He showed you the way you should go. Now, this is their past history, and he's been doing similar things now for 38 years. He's been leading you, and he's brought you here. Yes, he's visited that generation in judgment, but look, you are here. Now, don't fail now. This is sin if you do. This is guilt. This is responsibility here. All your care, all God's care and power has been exercised on your behalf. Yet despite this, even so, nevertheless, this people still sinned. I hope those words can't be used about me. How about you, brother, sister? And by the way, unbeliever, what care, what providences God has heaped upon you, what clear instructions he's given you. Take the warnings. Have you never been warned? It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. God has ordained judgment for every man, and he's given evidence of that. He's raised Christ from the dead, and he will judge the world by that man. And so we must all appear before Christ. We must all answer to God. Have you heard no promises? Have you never heard, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved? Have you never heard, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved? Have you never had an invitation? Come unto me, all you who labor, said Christ, and I will give you rest. Have you never heard that the offer of the gospel, the commands of the gospel, repent and believe? Have you never heard these things? Come and welcome to Jesus. Of course you have. What have you made of them? Or are you an unbeliever? By the way, if you don't trust God, if you're not a believer, you don't believe nothing, you will believe anything. And look at what the nonsense people believe. Let me call a spade. This is a sin. It's not a pity to be an unbeliever. It's responsible. It's accountable. It's answerable for. Don't give up trusting in God. What are you trusting in, unbeliever? And the same for me. Am I trusting my reason? Am I trusting in the circumstances? And so that turns me off from trusting in God. It brought judgment at Kadesh Barnea. And it will do the same again, says Moses, if you don't go in trust across the Jordan. Well, they must learn from their past mistakes and not repeat them. I hope these things are speaking to me. Let me go on by faith. However dark may be my way, whatever difficulties may come, may I overcome them all and press through that darkness. Trusting God for his past mercies, rejoicing in them, we'll praise him for all that is past and trust him for all that's to come. How good is the God we adore. Let's act upon that, brother and sister, today. And any unbeliever listening to me, no longer delay on the edge of it. Heed the warnings, act upon the promises, obey the instructions, follow the commands, come to Christ. Receive the offer of the gospel. Receive Christ. Receive salvation. All is in Jesus. May God bless this discourse to us all. Amen.